You know, if you take a spoon and bend it and bend it and it finally breaks, well, that's kind of what's happening to the infrastructure of the bridge itself.
When was the existing bridge built?
In 1953.
What's it been like to work on?
Yeah, it's a big project. It's certainly the biggest project on the West Slope going on right now. It's right in the middle of Glenwood Springs, too, which makes it even more challenging.
Why do you say that?
Well, you're right in the heart of the town, so everything needs to be coordinated to accommodate for the massive amount of traffic that you have.
Do you have any sense for how massive it is? I mean, do you have any sense for how many cars cross the bridge every day?
Yeah, an average of 26,000 to 28,000 vehicles a day, and the way traffic's increasing will be over 30,000 soon.
What are kind of some of the biggest things you've accomplished, and then where do we have yet to go?
We're in phase three now, or just about in phase three, where we're getting ready to get everything ready for the detour. And that detour and bridge closure will happen on August 14th. We make the connection to downtown with the bridge portion we've already built, and then we open it back up to traffic in 95 days.
As far as public transportation goes, how's that going to work?
That's going good. The city is working with us to put in some additional crosstown shuttles that people can utilize, and Raft Up is providing free service from Down Valley and the Hogback route up to Glenwood Springs.
Who's paying for all this?
Well, you're paying for it. Actually, CDOT has a fund that's known as the Bridge Enterprise Fund, which is specifically to repair bad bridges, comes out of your auto registration. However, we do have some local funding involved too. City of Glenwood Springs put in $3 million, as did Garfield County. Eagle County put in $100,000, and the Upper Valley governments are contributing to that free rafter ride.
Has there been any kind of pushback from the kind of recreation side of things?
We did have some river closures last year during their peak season, and we're going to have to do that again in August, primarily to get that bridge across.
Tom Newland is the Public Information Officer for the Grand Avenue Bridge. I'm Wyatt Orm with Aspen Public Radio.